101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing Sierra Brown at Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, and Ascension for helping making this event possible. If you are just now tuning in, we are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. Listen, Mish just put something on my mind, y'all. It's a couple things. How many of y'all used to take the chip bags and put them in the oven to make keychains? The stuff, how unsafe is that? The stuff we used to do as kids. We used to take the chip bags, put them in the oven and make keychains. Then you had the plastic weave. You know how you take the plastic and weave it and make the keychains as well? We used to take, the popcorn cooked on the stove, not microwaves. We didn't even have a microwave. We had to cook the popcorn on the stove. Absolutely. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's right, Marty. I still eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to this day. Babar says he had a newbie. Oh, listen, let me tell y'all story time. My very first crush ever, Kenneth Williams. Kenneth and I both went to Hartford Elementary, but Kenneth was older than me. When I was in fifth grade, he was like in eighth grade. He had a gold herringbone. So he used to wear, y'all remember the old school guest fits? And the Nautica reversible jackets that had the plaid on the inside and the blue on the outside. Oh, the Havana Joes. He had a Novi with the gold herringbone. It was something about the guys with the Novis. They were just so fly with the Koji sweaters, the starter jackets, the Charles Barkleys. Oh, my gosh. Something about them Novis. But I wouldn't have been paying attention to you, Babar, since you tried to throw shade at me, right? Talking about some. I see you, but I wasn't paying attention to you. Yeah, all right. How many of y'all ladies used to match everything? You got on red pants, red shirt with a white belt, white shoes, your hair bow red with the white socks that roll down. The chip bag chains, yes, absolutely. The chopsticks in your French roll or Oreo bun. Absolutely. Having to use MapQuest. Having to actually print out your directions, right? We're not talking GPS. We're not talking about connecting your phone to your car. We're talking about you have to go to MapQuest, put in an address, find a printer, and print the instructions out. And in order to get around the city, you had to remember. My mama taught me this at a young age. A lot of these kids, they have no idea about how a sense of direction because they depend on GPS. If you are, I only remember because of where I grew up. So when you're going north, the numbers go up. When you're going south, the numbers go down. That's the easiest way to remember. Burleigh is always the 3100 block. Capitol is always the 40 block. I be trying to tell my students and tell these kids, but they don't have a sense of direction. We had a rough. We had to do MapQuest. We had dial-up internet. We only had one family computer. And we only had one family TV. Wasn't no TVs in the bedrooms. There was no TVs in the bedrooms when I was growing up. The TV was in the living room. Because when it was time to go to bed, it was time to go to bed. Now, there was nothing like being able to spend a night. Shout out to my childhood friend, Trinette Harbin, and her mom. Man, listen, Oh, I used to love spending the night by their house. We spend a night and we take a trip to Blockbuster. Go to Blockbuster, pick out your favorite movie. Shout out to the chat. I see Jazz said Whitney Houston and Brandy and Cinderella, Sister Act 1 and 2. Yes, you go to Blockbuster, pick out a movie, go home and pop some popcorn over the stove, right? Memories. Passing folded notes. How many of y'all was in class passing folded notes? I like you. Will you be my girlfriend? Yes or no? Getting caught in a teacher reading your notes out in front of the entire classroom. Oh my gosh. How embarrassing. How embarrassing was that? Abstract said, I'm so glad I didn't get a wave, Nouveau. Would have been looking like one of the five heartbeats. And my hair probably would have fell out sooner than it already. And my hair probably would have fell out sooner than it already did. Listen, you can say what you want about the newbies. I'm telling you. If you was one of the young ladies back then, we all loved the guys that had the Wave Nouveau. The Wave Nouveau in a Coogi fit. Havana Joes. The Pelly Pills and Avrex jackets. The Nautica jackets that was reversible. It was nothing like a guy with a fly car in that newbie, in that gold herringbone. I'm telling you. Homemade burgers and crinkle fries. You know what, Jazz? I still do that to this day. But I toast my bread and I put that butter on it. For real. My mom used to, that's how I learned it from her, but she used to wake up frying chicken, right? And I could never understand why. It's because she used to have a hangover. She used to have a hangover. Why your mama always eating chicken at 9 o'clock in the morning? Because she's drunk. With them banana peppers. All right. Jazz says the test when you filled it out in a circle with the pencil. The teacher grade book. Y'all remember the teacher's grade book? Y'all remember sneaking up to the teacher desk? Y'all remember them pulling out the TV on a TV stand and wheeling it out in a classroom? That's how you knew it was movie time? You knew it was movie time when they rolled that big old TV out. It was going down. Listen, it was going down. Again, we've had such a long week, man. It's been a lot going on, a long work week, a lot of things happening. And in the midst of the chaos and confusion, sometimes we just have to take it back to the basics. Sometimes you need reminders of why life is good and why life could be worse no matter what you're going through. Sometimes you need to remember how it started, even if you don't know how it's going to end. Sometimes you just need to feel like a kid again, right? You just need to feel like a kid again. That feeling of your crush or somebody you like, and when you finally get that phone call and they on the phone, or you sneaking out the house to go and see them. Hey, meet me. Ladies, y'all remember we used to go walking for no reason? Like, we y'all about to go walking? Walking where? I don't know. We just walking. Being fast. Me trying to get cute and meet some boys. How many of y'all was around for the chat line? Before Facebook, before Instagram, before MySpace and Black Planet, we had the chat line. The chat line was just a party line. You call in, you can be whoever you wanted to be, but you call in, you know, the guys would get on there and they'd be like, yeah, what's up, baby? This, Ron, I'm off 24th Capitol, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for a lady that look like 5'5", light skin with brown eyes, you know what I mean? Be on there in his little voice, little deep voice, trying to catch on the chat line. Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid in the Ziploc bag with the sugar on the back of the school bus. The Kool-Aid with the sugar in a Ziploc bag on the back of the school bus. And you ain't sharing. And you going to school. You going to get in trouble when you get home because now you got all this red residue on your hand and mouth by the time you pulling up to school. When you ain't supposed to be going to school looking no other way than how your mama sent you looking. Going to school looking a mess. Look, listen, them back of the bus stories. Oh, how many of y'all got beat up on the back of the bus or was beating people up? It was going down on the back of the bus. That's all I know. It was going down on the back of the bus. The back of the bus was only for the cool kids. If you was not a cool kid, you cannot sit in the back 3 to 4 rows. Marty said, I still drink Kool-Aid. I haven't had Kool-Aid in so many years. GB says the church bus that picked up all the neighborhood kids in the summertime. Man, when I used to spend a night by my friend Trinette's house, I know for a fact that church was going to be a part of the whole summer vacation every day. If I'm over there for a week, we going to church every single day. I love you, Anita. I promise I do. But man, listen, we going to church on Monday. We going to Bible study on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we might get a break, but it's still going to be something with church. Thursday is choir rehearsal. Friday is when all the church people come over. Saturday is when you get a chance to kick it a little bit, but not too much because you got to prepare to go to church on Sunday. You pick your dress out. You got your white stockings on, your slip, your little white socks with the ruffles, your heels. You know, back then we didn't have the fancy hairstyles. As a kid, you just had the ponytail. That's it. Put your hair in a ponytail with the sponge roller for the bang. Ain't got not nan silk press. Hair ain't been pressed out or nothing. Listen, we are talking about the Black Hall of Fame. I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. Hey, man, it's a Friday kickback. We having fun. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's my theme music?
Happy Friday, Milwaukee. We are taking it back. It's Friday kickback, man. It's been a long week. Time to lighten up a little bit. Have a little bit of fun. We are talking about the Black Household Hollywood Fame. We have an amazing list here. If you are just joining us, listen. What is one thing that's going on your list that's a part of the Black Household Hall of Fame? Is it the butter cookie tin full of sewing supplies? The grocery bag stores that you use as garbage bags? That good living room that you can't sit in that got that plastic on that furniture? Or that Crown Royal bag, the purple velvet one? Because I know some of y'all mamas use that for something. Mine's use it as my hairball bag. We are going back down memory lane, man. Sometimes you just got to take a step back away from the reality and just go to your happy place, man. You know, go to your happy place. For me, my happy place was youth. When I was growing up, you know, the culture, the state of Milwaukee, the environment, walking outside, knowing every last one of your neighbors by their first and last name. When everybody on the block was growing up together generation after generation. Your parents grew up with their parents. Now their kids is growing up. The ice cream trucks. I ain't talking about the new police ice cream truck. Ain't nobody buying no ice cream off no police truck. That defeats the purpose. They scared. Y'all scared the kids. We need the regular ice cream trucks back. Y'all remember when the ice cream trucks used to pull up? And what about the cotton candy truck? Now, when that big dog pull up, oh, my gosh. Talk about exciting. They got the popcorn. They got the freezer with all of the ice cream bars. They got the cotton candy. Man, listen, what a time. What a time. Marty says church was 9 days a week. When we go as teenagers, my mom didn't make us go to church a lot. My mom didn't make us either, but every time I spent the night by my friend Trinette's house, most definitely we was going to church. I promise. Jazz said, don't mess with the good chinaware. Not at all. Don't touch nothing in that curio cabinet. Don't touch nothing in that china cabinet. My grandmother used to have her punch bowl set, and she would only bring that out when it was time for Thanksgiving or Christmas. You better not go in there touching nothing. GB said, the stove pressing comb. Listen, that and the ultra sheen grease, a disaster. Talk about, I'm traumatized. I am traumatized from getting my hair pressed by my auntie Myrtle Victoria Dugar. That lady, oh my gosh, I never ever want my hair ever pressed again because of that. I don't use a hot comb on my children's hair either. GB says, your shoes ain't nothing without the BK button. That's a bar. I might have to use that. That's a bar. Books full of photos. Yes, my family is a very traditional family. We have photo albums dating all the way back to the 1950s, right? Dating all the way back to the 1950s. Jazz says the East Bay magazines. Oh, the East Bay magazines, the JCPenney catalog. Do y'all remember, I don't know how many of y'all ordered the Swanson Man. They used to have the truck. I think now they do like Hello Fresh or something, but we used to have the Swanson Man. The JCPenney catalog and the East Bay magazines. What a time. I remember going inside the East Bay magazines, ordering the Ken Griffey Jr. shoes, the starter jackets, all of that stuff. It's like they had all of the exclusive material. Pencil boxes. Marty says we could not walk in the front room, period. Them plastic carpet runners. That's what we was talking about earlier. I know y'all didn't mess y'all foot up on them plastic runners. Listen, I don't know why. First of all, I don't know why they was created. And I don't know why our parents chose to purchase them. But I am seeking compensation. If you've ever been injured by the plastic carpet runner, please call 833-212-1017 because you are entitled to compensation. I have so many wounds behind that daggone plastic carpet runner and that black Jaguar table. That table, oh my gosh. Listen, I done hit my pinky toe on that thing so many times. Jazz said the cassette CD, listen, remember you used to have to stick the tissue in the tape, in the cassette tape in order to record the radio show on the radio, whatever you was listening to? Stick that tissue in there, stick it in there, and then you got to flip it around. Oh, I used to be so mad. I remember the first tape I ever got, my cousin taped over it, and I was pissed. This is 92, Jodeci. My mom bought me some Jodeci boots. I had my hair done. I had the glasses. I had my Jodeci cassette tape. And my cousin went and recorded over my tape. And she was older than me. She was a teenager. And nothing I could do about it. But I wanted to fight her so bad. Why would you do that to me? What about your CDs? Don't let your CD get scratched. See, that's a different kind of pain. That's like the pain of when your record gets scratched. When that CD, when your favorite CD got scratched, you can't play it and it's just skipping. Heartbroken. Marty says Cook Brothers was a retail store. Jazz West says Sesame Street, the puppets. Man, Marty's talking about Playboy magazine. we know what type of time he was. Oh, Marty. Playboy magazine. Oh my gosh. We are talking about we're talking about culture, man. We're talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. When you was growing up, what was a part of your Black Household Hall of Fame? How did y'all grow up? What was something that was mandatory inside of your house that is prominent in Black people house all over? Old tube TVs, black and white. Yep, that's those floor model TVs. You got to put the antenna with the aluminum foil. It don't even have a remote control. You was the remote control. Go get up and change that station for me. Turn to this channel, turn to that channel. Listen, you was the remote control. We didn't even have that. I was saying earlier, she was a hater. we couldn't even play anything back. You had to rush home. I remember in high school, I was a huge fan of Rap City in the City in the Basement with Big Tigger. And 106 The Park would come on. And we would rush home after school every day to watch it because when they had special guests, because we didn't have cable. The only time we had cable was when we can find somebody to pay $30 to hook it up in the back of the house. Listen, them was the days. I got a plug. I know somebody that could connect your cable for real. Yep, I got you. Cool. Now we got all the channel. It's going to get cut off in about 60 days, but it's okay. We going to get those 60 days worth. GB just took one for the cake. This by far is at the top of the list of the Black household Hollywood fame. The Box Music Channel. Come on now. The Box Music Channel. I remember seeing, remember when Chris Rock had a song in there, No Sex in the Champagne Room? So many videos aired on The Box. You could call in and request the videos. Oh my gosh. What a time. What a time. The Box music video. The Scratch and Sniff stickers. Boston baked beans. Y'all remember going to the store to get some Boston baked beans? I still eat them joints today. The Boston baked beans. Soul Train. Yes. Yes, indeed, Marty. Soul Train hit different in black and white. Man, staying up till 12 o'clock to watch the Apollo. And after that, BT O'Clock. Come on. Hear my brother and my cousin in there. I need a tip drill. I need a tip. Listen, staying up to midnight to watch the Apollo, and that used to be a competition. Who can stay up the longest? Remember when all your cousins used to come over and y'all all spend a night at your grandma's house? Who can stay up the longest? We gonna watch, we staying up to watch the Apollo and Soul Train. I like Soul Train with Don Cornelius. I like Shamar Moore, but when it transitioned over to Shamar Moore, it just didn't have the same feel to it, right? Still, he said, still in cable hit different. Absolutely. Absolutely do. All of the junk food was cheap. You can take a dollar and get a bag of chips, a candy bar, a soda, and something else, all for a dollar. All for $1. You can get a Wildwood grape soda, a Almond Joy, some chips, and some Boston baked beans for a dollar. I think that's going to round up to about $5 right now. Babar says, I still eat those Boston baked beans, but you got to have strong teeth. You most definitely do. Jazz West says, Real World on MTV with Ruthie. Had to sneak to watch it. Listen, The Real World was like one of the first reality shows. For those who are young that is listening, this is pre-social media. This is pre-reality TV. Reality TV was right outside your neighborhood. Right outside that door, right? Bound to be some neighborhood fights, bound to be some arguments, something. But there was no such thing as reality TV other than TV shows like The Real World. Remember Cedar's World? Cedar's World, baby! Listen, Cedar's World had it popping. Cedar was like a cartoon character on BET. They used to do the countdown. So many shows. We were talking about the era of sitcoms and who had the best sitcoms. You got the 70s with Sanford and Son. Obviously, that's going to take the cake. Y'all already know. Y'all know. That's going to take the Jeffersons, Good Times. What's happening? Then you move over to the 80s with A Different World, 227, Amen, Golden Girls, the 90s, Martin, Fresh Prince, New York Undercover, Living Single, 2000s, Girlfriends, The Parkers, Half and Half, 101, My Wife and Kids. The list goes on and on and on. I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017 or hit the chat. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial.
Yo, easy. Holla at your boy. Yo, it's good to see you, son.
Daddy, I hope you don't mind. Easy walked me home from school today.
Well, I drove. She walked because she ain't had no gas money. That's the way you handle it. Yo, you like family up in here, ma.
What?
Yeah, you like family.
Yo, Mr. Kyle. That's beautiful. Hey, no more Mr. Cobb. No, I want to hear Mr. Cobb come out of your face again. I want you to call me Mike Love Did.
Dad, are you okay?
Yo, I'm straight up in here. You know what I mean? I'm a little hungry, though. Yo, Ease,
could you talk to your shorty or something? Could you talk to her? Get some vinegar? Can I get a sandwich or something?
No doubt, your shorty, go ahead and make Mr. Mike love the sandwich over there.
101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Thank you all so much for tapping in with me. Make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel at 101.7 The Truth and follow us on social media at TapInMKE. Listen, it's been a long week and we are jamming. Shout out to the chat line. Sherry says, Jazz, stop playing. I still have my AOL. You've got mail. I don't even know anybody that uses. Is AOL even? Apparently it is. Sherry, she's probably the only customer. Sherry is still using
Ben
AOL.
Uses it.
Ben still uses AOL. Listen, come on now. Come on now, y'all. Y'all got to get with the program, man. We are talking about the Black Hollywood fame, the Black household Hollywood fame and things that belongs, your upbringing, what's a part of that, right? We've talked about TV shows. We've talked about items in the house. We've talked about it all. Now let's tap into the music and the movies, right? Shout out to the chat. I see Jasmine West says, I have Crush Groove on DVD. I have a major DVD, Blu-ray, and VHS collection. Alfonso says, Living Single Martin, we miss you, Tommy. Harlem Nights, yes indeed, yes indeed. Players Club Friday in Living Colors. Listen, y'all know what time it was when you hear, you can do what you wanna do in Living Color, in Living Color. Listen, brilliant, brilliant. How can we not mention In Living Color? That was by far the GOAT of all sitcoms. That was.
That's what started it all for the culture.
Absolutely. 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 Babar says that he is still on Black Planet. How is that working out for you, Babar? I am interested in learning. How is you being on Black Planet working out for you, man? I didn't even know Black Planet still exists. I might have to hop on Black Planet. I might have to hop on Black Planet. Earlier in the chat, they mentioned 93.3, the jazz station, right? And it made me think about, do y'all remember those commercials? Y'all remember those smooth DVD commercials? Baby, come to me, Joanna.
You talking about the little music commercial that be on all night?
Yes.
Like the best music of the
90s. Lady in Red. The smoke, man, listen, you hear that, you know it's time to go to bed. Man, I'm trying to tell you, you hear that, you know it's time to go to bed. That was a time, the culture, it was a time. You had some amazing singers, some amazing movies, amazing music. Movies from the 70s, 80s, 90s, JoJo Dancer. Rest in peace to Richard Pryor. What y'all know about JoJo Dancer? Let's see. Harlem Nights. Madi mentioned Harlem Nights. We talking nostalgic movies, right? Y'all remember Fresh? Y'all remember what's the movie with OG Bobby Johnson? What's the movie with OG Bobby Johnson? Deuce Life. That came out in the early 90s. Man, listen. Lifetime Collection commercials had the gems. That's what it was, Jazz. Lifetime Collections. That's exactly what it was. Abstract said, all those game shows that came on Nickelodeon and PBS in the late 80s to mid 90s. Remember the game show Gladiators? I remember watching that when I was a kid. Gladiators. I was a huge WWF fan too. The Undertaker, Steve Austin, Ric Flair. Yeah. Come on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Colors. The movie Colors. Babar said, I'm still doing HTML for people pages. MySpace. I remember when MySpace came out, the putt-putt golf go-karts, fair games, winning toys. Listen, Double Dare, Guts, Truth or Dare. How many of y'all was out there playing Truth or Dare? Karate shows used to come on at night. The Rock, and you know what? I mentioned that earlier, Jazz. I don't know if you're talking about The Rock on WWF or the TV show, but I remember the TV show, The Rock. Madi says, Living Colors had better ratings than The Simpsons. I mean, I was a huge fan of The Simpsons. The cartoon era was crazy, right? Cartoon Tom and Jerry, Animaniacs, Dinosaurs. Y'all, did y'all have the Bernstein Bear books? Y'all remember the book fairs at school? I ain't never had no money for the book fair. We was poor. I didn't have no money for the book fair. But I used to go and window shop the Goosebumps books, the Bernstein Bear books, the Babysitter's Club, all of that stuff. Car Wash, Marty says Car Wash original movie. Yes. I think this weekend I am going to pull that up. Flintstones, the Jetsons. Man, we had some very, very, very dope cartoons, music, movie, just the upbringing overall. The Scholastic Book Fair. Exactly. Exactly, Jazz. I wanted the Babysitter Club's book collection so bad. Never had the money to get it, but I always wanted it. Book mobiles used to come to different neighborhoods. Inspector Gadget, Ghostbusters. Listen. The list goes on and on. If you are just joining us, we are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. What are the things that's a part of the Black Household Hall of Fame? What was the culture like when you were growing up? The movies, the music, the cars, right? The colognes, what you smell. My auntie loved white diamonds. Walk in the house, smell nothing but white diamonds. My mama used to wear opium. Still wear opium to this day. It's so funny because my daughter came to me and was like, Grandma gave me some perfume. And she had this look on her face. And I was like, what's wrong? It smelled like old lady perfume. My mama got my 9-year-old walking around with a bottom of opium and white diamonds. Poor baby gonna go to school. They gonna say, who grandmama is that? That gotta be somebody grandmama in here smelling like white diamonds. Smelling like Bengay and some white diamonds. Jazz said Aladdin, 101 Dalmatians, and Lion King, the original Lion King. Yes, yes. All the Disney movie period. But boy, I just showed my kids Bebe Kids. I just had them watch Bebe Kids and they was lost. They did not understand. That movie is hilarious. That movie is hilarious for sure. What's another cartoon movie? Fat Albert. Fat Albert. That was a good cartoon. Jazz West said, church hats. Listen, my Aunt Cher had her church. She had so many church hats and they were so big. She used to walk down the street with a bikini suit in her in them big old church hats. Man, but I'm bringing all of this up again because it's been a long week. It's a lot going on. And sometimes we just need a reminder of that it's okay to laugh. It's okay to take a step back from reality just for a little bit and go down memory lane and think about the things that make you happy. It's not sometimes your childhood isn't the happiest space for some adults, depending on how you grew up. But for a majority of us and for us in general that grew up in the 70s, 80s, in the 90s, the culture was rich, right? It was a good time. And not only was it a good time, you have been around to see the old Milwaukee versus the new Milwaukee. You know, we talked about Johnson Park, the movie theater that used to be on Mill Road, the Budget Theater, North Ridge Mall, Buddy Squirrel, Sam Goody, Discman, right? Where you actually could go inside of the store and listen to the CD live. You can get a preview of the album. It was so exciting. I don't even listen. The excitement of downloading someone's album is no longer there because all you have to do is click a button. We used to walk to Discman on Fond du Lac and wait in line for an album to drop, or you going to Blockbuster. I'm sorry, Walmart. But we would walk to Discman, Sam Goody. Wait in line for that album to drop. It was a time you just had to be there. We was waiting on shoes and stuff, but it was the culture, right? The drive-in movie theater, pulling up to the drive-in, turning it on your radio so you can listen and watching a movie in your car. Those times are priceless. Jasmine West said, Michael Jackson Moonwalker movie. I remember falling in love with Michael Jackson. I don't think there's not one child from our generation that did not love. When I seen Thriller and Do You Remember the Times, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I knew right then that that man was going to be my man. Oh.
Remember we used to download. They used to have Bill Clinton on all the downloads when you downloaded.
Me. Oh my gosh.
If it didn't say Gangsta Grills. It wasn't a real one.
For real. All the mixtapes. All the mixtapes. Oh, mixtape era was crazy. When we come back, we're going to finish this conversation. It's Friday. Kick back with your girl, Jazz Tyler. Time to tap in 101.7 The Truth. One on 1.7 The Truth. How many of y'all used to wake up on that Saturday morning or that Sunday morning and your mama got the three-tier radio bumping Anita Baker? I apologize. Woo! Listen, that smell of that pine soil and that bleach. Y'all know what time it is when you hear them old school jams, man. Get your butt on up and start cleaning. Yes, indeed, you are officially tapped in. We are talking about the Black Household Hall of Fame. Shout out to the chat. Jazz said, Jazz, I needed this episode. Seriously, honestly, I did too, Jazz. I did too, twin. That's why I did it, because it's a lot happening. We've had some amazing shows this week, and, you know, I'm grateful for that. But I just been in the spirit of missing the old Milwaukee. I have. And I'm learning to think about how it used to be, and then create that in today's world, if that makes sense, right? You have to find a way to stay sane. You have to find a way to laugh, to have a good time. And sometimes you just got to go down memory lane because it's a safe space, right? That feels good. When you start thinking about all of these things, it reminds you of where you come from. It reminds you of culture. It reminds you of who you used to be, you know, how far you've come. And these are the things that we have to continue to instill in ourselves, because in today's world, there is no such thing as tradition anymore. A lot of people don't have tradition. These are a part of our tradition. Remember the movie Ghost, the movie Class Act? Yes, indeed. GB says artists used to come to town and sign posters, records, tapes, etc. Man, you know what? Everybody's so accessible now. They don't understand. Everybody is famous. They're not celebrities. It's a difference. Famous is you're known, you're popular, you're famous. A celebrity is somebody that, like a Michael Jackson, like a Chris Brown, you know, like a Denzel. If they come in town and you see them, and remind you, this is pre-social media. So outside of celebrities coming into town, we didn't see them unless they were on TV. We did not see them on social media. They were not accessible, right? That's why they were high value. And when they come, it used to be exciting. The feeling you would get. They come in, like you said, sign posters and have sit downs in the middle of the mall and have fireside chats, right? Marty says, I love Anita Baker. Listen, my mama used to play Anita Baker, Sade, Barry White, Marvin Gaye, The Gap Band, Funkadelic. Man, listen. Shylights. Leroy, come on now. Come on. Talk to me. What songs did y'all grow up cleaning up to? If you know, you know. Thank you, Madi. Madi says, you made my day, Jazzy. Thank you so much. GB says, I promise I saw Don King driving down the street when I was 6. Listen. I remember, I don't know if y'all remember, this isn't all the way back in the day, but I remember when Busy Bone was here for like a week. He was just walking down Wisconsin Avenue living his life. You would be surprised how many celebrities actually be in the city of Milwaukee. GB, that part, the cops used to give us baseball cards. Now, that I do remember. I remember playing out in the neighborhood on the block, and the cops would stop and give the kids baseball cards. Now, whether or not I took them is one thing, but it's the fact that they did. They used to stop and give out baseball cards. If it was hot and we opened up the fire hydrant, they didn't even turn it off. They didn't, you know, they just let us do us. That was a fun feeling too. Walking outside and it's hot and that fire hydrant busted open, oh, it's going down. What about the block parties? What about the block parties? You wake up and you see the street is blocked off. That means everybody who's originally from that hood is on their way. Everybody that's originally from that hood, even if they don't live there no more, they on their way. It is going down. You got to put the best fit you got, your cross colors, your Carl Kanai, whatever, your Cool G fit, put it on. The block party today. The block party is today. Yes, indeed. You have a blessed weekend as well, Madi. Thank you so much for always tapping in with us. Listen, we just going down memory lane. The black culture in Milwaukee is something that we have to reminisce on and continue to talk about, man. For real. Our upbringing was so prominent. Our upbringing is our traditions. These are things that we now have to start showing our babies. They don't know what these things are. My children, me and Misha was just in here talking about the Walkman. Remember the Walkman and the cassette Walkman? I used to have mine 24/7. My children like, what is that? First of all, what is a CD? And how this is a portable CD player with headphones and y'all just walking around with this big old CD player and headphones? Yes. Yes, indeed. Or that leather CD book. Shout out to my brother Lance. He had the coldest. He had all the CDs. He had a thick old leather book full of CDs. You know, you got to turn it over carefully. You got to make sure you clean it and put it in there without it scratching up. Don't scratch up my CD, man. You scratch up my All Eyes on Me, it's going to be All Eyes on You. You understand? Abstract said, for y'all music lovers, y'all got to check out Ravinia Music Festival in Highland Park, Illinois. Anita Baker performed at that festival a couple of years ago. I'm going to have to go back and check that out. New Jack City, yes, indeed. Come on now. When y'all hear that song, dun, 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 yeah, y'all know what time it is? Y'all know what time it is. Yes, indeed. You know what time it is. K-Swiss. Yep. K-Swiss. Remember the K-Swiss with the different color shoestring loops? When them joints dropped, the Sacconis, the British Knights, the Reeboks with the peanut butter bottoms, the Dookies, the Ken Griffey Juniors, Patrick Ewings, Charles Barkley's. Come on now. What y'all shoe game was like? What was y'all shoe game like? Cooling a game with Morris Day and Time. Woo! JDC says, Jazz, my auntie and uncle had a popular soul food restaurant. I met all the celebrities just like us famous people. Perkins. Yes. Anybody that's from Milwaukee know that Perkins is the spot. They had the best, when I used to eat pork, they had the best smothered pork chops by far. Them in Bungalows back in the day. You was going to Perkins and you was going to Bungalows. And if you was in the Burleigh area, you was going to Cooper's on 13th of Burleigh to get them good old hamburgers. Man, Jazz, are you married? No, I am not. I've been divorced for about 8 years. I am not. Jazz West says, she went to the show in 2018. I would love to see Anita Baker perform. I absolutely would love to see her perform. The batteries needed for the Walkman and CD cassettes. Y'all ever put y'all batteries in the freezer? I don't know who told me that would work. It did not. It did not. What about the video games? Mortal Kombat, right? Sonic. Y'all ever had the video games? NBA Jam. 2K when it first came out. Listen.
Hey, I was on three copies. You was on the first three copies.
What, a 2K? Listen, it's been an amazing week, y'all. Next week, Monday, we are going to be joined by Dr. Howard Fuller. For those who don't know, Dr. Howard Fuller actually is the reason, one of the reasons why, one of the person who was a part of creating the school voucher program. And we all know in this governor's race, they are talking about a specific candidate. Hong is talking about she doesn't want it. So we're going to sit down on Monday and have a conversation with Dr. Howard Fuller so that we can. He was also the superintendent of MPS in the 90s. So he'll be able to break down how imperative this is, how it started, what happens if we don't have it. Tuesday, we got another special guest. If you're from Milwaukee, man, and you know the culture, you know who Flyer John is. All right? Flyer John deserves his props, okay? Because don't know, that's bruh man. That's hustle man from Martin. That is hustle man from Martin. Don't nobody hustle more than Flyer John. We're going to show some love to Flyer John on Tuesday. Wednesday, we got Loud Pack Larry in the building and another legend, Sandra D. If you was around in the 90s, you didn't go to nobody to get your hair done but Sandra D. And Thursday, we're going to kick it off with something new, Ladies Night. I'm going to bring my best friends on the show so we can sit down and have some relationship talk, talk about sisterhood and all of the above. Thank y'all so much for tapping in with me. Make sure you spin that block tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tune in to Homer Blow and Baby Coleman in the morning, followed by Sherwin Hughes, The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon, and then Manon. And then, again, double back. Tap in with your girl. Thank you all so much, Milwaukee. Have a great weekend. Don't eat too many cream puffs. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Peace. But baby, can you pop it on me with no hands? I'm in town just to have a good time. A good time. Kicking up dust, stepping at the trail ride. The brown girls lit, drinking on that moonshine. Then me and Shorty locked eyes, picked up on her from behind. Like, what's your name? What's your name? Where you from? It don't matter who you're here with. Cause you got them cakes, baby. I'm down for whatever, let's have some fun. Came all the way from my 94. I'm just a city slicker kicking down southern doors. You say you got here from town and now I'm 55. But baby, is you familiar with 69? Yeah. Smooth like a player, I'm a Mac, baby. Once you hooked, you was took, it's a rap, baby. You're just the right height and you're my speed. I'm only here for the night, so what it's gonna be. Have a good time. Kicking up dust, stepping at the trail ride. The brown girls lit, drinking on the moonshine. Then me and Shorty locked eyes, picked up on her from behind. Like, what's your name? What's your name? Where you from? It don't matter who you're here with, I'm no one. Do you bake, baby? Cause you got them cakes, baby. I'm down for whatever, let's have some fun. What's your name? Where you from? It don't matter who you're here with, I'm no one. Cause you got them cakes, baby. I'm down for whatever, let's have some fun.